Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of August 31st, 2009. The Jeff Awards announced 179 nominations in 35 categories for the Chicago Equity Theatrical Productions. The Jeff Awards sent judges to the opening nights of 141 productions offered by 57 producing organizations, and from these openings, 98 equity productions became Jeff recommended. The 41st annual Jeff Awards ceremony, directed by Michael Weber, will be held on Monday, October 19th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. The Second City, celebrating 50 years as a producer, will play a featured role at the Jeff Awards ceremony. The Goodman Theater led the list of theaters with 17 nominations, including the new work Ruined, which garnered 6 nominations on its own. The Drury Lane Theater in Oak Brook follows with 16 nominations for 5 musicals, including 6 for Miss Saigon and 4 for The Boys from Syracuse. Chicago Shakespeare Theater garnered 13 nominations, while Timeline Theater Company led the list of mid-sized theaters with 12. Among individual multiple nominees, Mary Ernster was nominated as principal actress in a musical for both Marriott's The Light in the Piazza and Appletree Theater's Wings. Versatile triple threat Sean Fortunato was nominated for his roles in Curtains and The Producers, and David H. Bell topped the individual nominees with 4 nominations. That included new adaptation of a musical with The Boys from Syracuse and The Bowery Boys, and as a director of a musical and choreographer for The Boys from Syracuse. For a complete list of the Jeff Equity nominations and podcast interviews with some of the nominees, click on over to theaterinchicago.com. And again, the 41st annual Jeff Awards ceremony will be held on Monday, October 19th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. Chicago Shakespeare Theater kicks off its 2009-2010 subscription series with Richard III, William Shakespeare's tale of a brilliant, scheming hunchback who murders and seduces his way to the English throne. The production will be staged by Chicago Shakespeare Theater artistic director Barbara Gaines and will feature Helen Hayes Award winner Wallace Acton in the title role of Richard III. The show is Shakespeare's first great stage success and one of his most enduring works. Richard III has entertained audiences around the world for centuries since it staged its premiere back in 1592 with Shakespeare's colleague Richard Burbage in the title role. Audiences worldwide had been fascinated by the play ever since. Richard III runs September 23rd through November 22nd at Chicago Shakespeare Theater and will be featured in their Courtyard Theater. Tickets are currently available. To find out how to get the tickets, click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater here in Chicago. And I'm your host, Dustin Moat.